WRCL Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For the Packers fans filling Lambeau Field Sunday at the home opener, the game looked a lot like the 1960s. Green Bay kept the ball on the ground in a 16-10 victory over the Indianapolis Colts. Running back Josh Jacobs rushed 32 times for 151 yards, and reserve quarterback Malik Willis was efficient as a game manager. With starter Jordan Love unavailable, Willis completed 12 of 14 passes for 122 yards and one touchdown. The Packers had more than 40 minutes of possessions while picking up their first win of the season. The team travels to Nashville next week to take on the Tennessee Titans. After a two-run triple by Jackson Churio gave the Brewers a lead, Arizona won in a walk-off, scoring three runs without making an out in the bottom of the 10th inning yesterday. Rookie Jackson Churio had a single, home run, and that triple to drive in five, but Milwaukee lost 11-10. The Diamondbacks avoided a sweep with the come-from-behind victory. Reliever Jared Koenig had looked unhittable in the ninth, so manager Pat Murphy decided to leave closer Devin Williams in the bullpen. Koenig took the loss. The Philadelphia Phillies visit AmFam Field tonight to start a three-game series, and you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 6:40, with the pregame starting at around 6:05. The Badgers made too many mistakes while losing a one-sided game to fourth-ranked Alabama 42-10 Saturday. Two Crimson Tide scores came after a pair of Wisconsin fumbles deep in its own territory, and two more followed a missed field goal and a failed fourth-down attempt. Quarterback Tyler Van Dyke was hurt early in the action, and Braden Locke passed for 125 yards, including a scoring pass after the outcome was decided. The Badgers have this Saturday off and will try to get back on the winning track next Saturday in a Big Ten conference game at USC. Coach Luke Fickell tells reporters the Badgers were whooped. The 24-17 win at Nashville yesterday by the New York Jets had Wisconsin written all over it. Former Badgers running back Braylon Allen scored twice, one of them on a pass reception from former Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers was 18 of 30 for 176 yards and two touchdown passes. Another former Packer, Alan Lazard, caught two of those passes for 11 yards. The Jets prevailed when the Tennessee Titans weren't able to score a tying touchdown with less than a minute left on the clock after starting inside the 10-yard line. The Carolina Panthers have benched 2023 number one overall pick Bryce Young after the second-year quarterback's rough start this season. Andy Dalton will take over as the starter for Carolina next game on Sunday at Las Vegas. Panthers head coach Dave Canales says he made the decision after watching game film from Sunday's 26-3 loss to the Los Angeles Chargers. And it was a rough Sunday for some of the NFL's best teams in 2023. The 49ers were stymied by the Vikings on the road. The Cowboys got destroyed by the Saints at home. The Ravens blew a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter against the Raiders. The Lions messed up in a home loss to the banged-up Buccaneers. New season, different challenges. Last year's records don't matter. Even Patrick Mahomes and the two-time defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs struggled. They barely escaped with the win over the Bengals when Harrison Butker kicked a last-second 51-yard field goal after a defensive pass interference on 4th-and-16 gave them a chance. WRCS Sports has been sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCS Sports, I'm Tim Thede.